Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Gracious Lord, we quieten our hearts before you as we come before your Word. We recognise that you have spoken with authority, that you have taught us everything we need for faith and practice as we walk with the risen Lord Jesus through this day and through our lives. And so we pray that you teach us from that word to bring your truth to mind, write it on our hearts so that we might live according to it. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we're in Titus chapter 1 and we're looking today at
since an overseer manages God's house, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Verse 8. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy and disciplined. So, having dealt with the negatives, what this potential elder must not be, Paul goes on to talk about what he should be. Rather than look at these five requirements one by one, and I think they're fairly self-explanatory, what I want to do today is to look at some of the ways in which we can go about this incredibly important task of appointing those who will lead us in the church. Important because they are to bear the burden of shepherding God's flock under Christ, the chief shepherd, and also because they are the ones predominantly who will be visible to the world, and the world will see in them what they think of the church. So it's quite important, isn't it, that they are the right people for the job. And I want to bring to you three T's to help you to consider how this must be gone about. Time, transparency, and trust. Time. This is no quick fix. You'll see that Paul says to Titus, the reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. That's verse 5. So what Paul is saying is that rather than do this in a rush so that Titus could carry on with Paul in his journeying, Titus is to be given time to do the job properly. And this is not something that we should think should be done in a hurry. The weighing up of these applicants, but the people who you're considering for the position of leading the church must be done carefully. And care always means take your time, does it not? So what is being done here is to consider the life of the man who is being put in this position to make sure that he measures up. And this assessment is something that is time sensitive. It's not done in 5 minutes. Secondly, transparency. What this needs is that the man being considered, that his life is see-through, if you like. It's like he's living behind glass walls. So everything about him has to be on view so that it can be evaluated and measured. So we see these qualities that Paul is insisting must be true of these men who are to be in this position. They must be hospitable, their homes must be open, they must love what is good and be self-controlled, their hearts must be open, and it must be plain to see that these qualities are there in them. They are to be upright, holy and disciplined. Their lifestyle is to be open to view. So the time to consider these things must weigh all of these aspects, and they must be clear. So this man's life cannot be shady or shadowed. It must be visible and plain to see. And indeed, we can see that that actually must be true of the Christian. It's a good thing to evaluate your own actions, your own thoughts, your own speech, to say to yourself, what would I think if somebody else was listening in on this? Or somebody else could see what I'm doing? Even those things that you do when you're on your own, it's a good way to test, to say, would I like my brother in Christ to see me doing this? Or my sister in Christ to hear me speaking these words in my mind? Time, transparency, and trust. This man who is to be considered for this position is going to be given the task of carrying God's people. Like the shepherd picking up the stricken lamb and wrapping the lamb around his shoulders so that the lamb doesn't have to walk, bearing the weight, carrying and caring for those who are in need. And the question must be asked, is this somebody who you would trust to do that with your own soul? Is he someone you can go to and open your heart to? Somebody who you can share confidences with, confess weaknesses to, even failings, even sins? Someone who is going to actually be able to pick that up and deal with it in a Christ-like way. So here are the how-tos in going about how you consider a man for being your leader in your church. And supremely, the thing is, he has to be Christ-like, doesn't he? Just as we are to live lives that emulate, that mirror the Lord Jesus, even more so, this should be true of our leaders. And these are the men who we look for when we appoint elders. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us wisdom in this, wisdom in our own lives to consider in the spotlight of your Spirit how we live to your glory. And particularly as we look to you to guide us and lead us forward, give us wisdom in the appointing of our leaders so that our church may glorify Jesus and be what he means it to be. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.